They apparently face enforced destitution due to inhumane government policy. That's the finding of a report. Let me speak to Justin Kumani, who's the CEO of Nycris and the author of the report. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Justin, that's pretty damning commentary in relation to how refugees and asylum seekers are treated here.
Yes, because, you know, as you know, immigration is an expected matter, is a reserved matter. So the policy comes straight away from the UK government and it is affecting people living in the devolved government. That's why, but the issue that affects, you know, refugee asylum seekers are transferred matters, issue around housing, social services. That's why we would like the local government to make a stand and try to alleviate the struggle and the hardship refugee asylum seekers are facing in Northern Ireland.
So if you could wave a magic wand, what would you wish for refugees and asylum seekers?
Oh, we would like the, you know, the executive to make it clear to the UK government that they're not going to tolerate any destitution, regardless who it is, you know, asylum seeker, whatever migrant in their, you know, in their country, in their side, in the devolved government. That's what we'd like to see.
Now, you call it living in limbo. Could you give me examples of people in Northern Ireland who are as destitute as you claim?
Yeah, we have, you know, people who sleep on the street, sleep with their friend. They don't know. They have to go out and come back late in the night so that they can have access to be able to sleep on the sofa and then leave early in the morning and go and hand out and, you know, like charities and sit down all day, not be able to do anything, and then get permission from that person to say, you know what, you can come home now, come and sleep and wake up early. So these are some of the situations some of refugees are facing in Northern Ireland.
It does sound pretty dire. Living in Limbo, the report, it examines the experiences of 29 refugees and asylum seekers who have indeed raised a whole series of different issues with you. They come from countries such as Zimbabwe, Sudan and Somalia. What are their main reasons for coming here in the first place?
Yeah, they come here because the country you just named, they are a country where we know the political instability, the issue around sexualities, the issue around abuse. So they come here to seek sanctuary for a safe haven so that they will be able to, they won't be able to be killed or, you know, be abused every day. These are the main reason why people come here.
And do they get a sense of not being welcome generally, or is it just policy from government that they're unhappy with?
Oh, in terms of welcoming, they're all happy with the response of people here are wonderful. It's just the policy where people sometimes, you know, in terms of, you know, public services, not knowing exactly what they have to do, or there's no clear guidance. So it's about policy, but the people are very, you know, friendly and welcoming. I think those who are destitute are able to carry on and live because of, you know, the open hand the population offer them in Northern Ireland.
So generally, they see Northern Ireland as a welcoming place?
Yes. Some of them call them their second home, their home. So it's a very welcoming place for them.
Well, in a world where we're searching for positives, we'll take that as a positive. Justin, thanks for speaking to us
this
morning.
Thank you very much, Frank. Thank you.